this is The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and with Dr. Kat, and we were inviting you earlier to take your old-fashioned TV screen, which is the long, deep ones with a cathode ray tube inside, and turn them upside down, see what happens, and also wave a magnet near the screen. Now, Mark is in Bletchley. He's had a go. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. What did you find?
Right. Well, I've got a television with the green gone on it. Until I start to turn it on its side, and I'm doing it as I'm speaking now, and I seem to get the normal colours come back.
Maybe you've been watching your telly upside down for years, Mark.
When I actually turn the television set upside down, all I've got is green. Everything is green.
What about the magnet? Have you tried the magnet?
With the magnet, I'll try one of my... I'm a radio, so I've got odd speakers here. It draws the green at one side of the set, and as I move the speaker up the other side, it draws the red gun.
This is because there's a big magnet in your speaker. That's why you're using a speaker, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. So basically what you're seeing is very funny, colourful effects when you either turn it upside down or when you bring a magnet very close to the screen.
Actually, it looks quite good on its side. I might leave it on its side, Chris.
Mark, we like that. Stay with us. Let's see if you're right. Let's go back to Ben and Dave and find out what happened.
Welcome back to Kitchen Science. I'm still with the 23rd Cambridge Brownies here, and we are going to find out what happens when you turn an old CRT-style monitor upside down. So again, girls, you said earlier you think the screen's going to go fuzzy. Is that right?
Yes, I think it might let out all the particles of the TV.
Okay. All right then, Dave. Well, obviously we need somebody who's big and strong to turn this upside down, and we can't ask the brownies to do it for us. So while Dave turns the screen upside down, I want you girls to tell me if you see anything strange happening.
The colour's fading. It's going all blurry.
Yeah.
The print is getting smaller.
And I can see that it's actually gone a little bit green. You're quite right, it has gone a bit blurry, hasn't it? Can you read it now?
Not really, because it's upside down.
Well, even if you do turn your head upside down, can you read it?
No, it's the print's gone all small.
So, Dave, you've shown us that turning a CRT-style TV upside down makes the colours go funny, and it has really lost its focus and gone slightly green. It looks a bit sickly. Is this permanent?
It should be fine. There's two things you could do to solve this. One is to turn it the right way up. The other one is to turn it off and on again.
Now, Dave, you said that we're going to try something with a magnet on the screen. Is that the next thing to do?
Yeah, that's the plan. This is the one which might do some damage to the television, so only do this on an old TV. So, Poppy, here's a very strong magnet. What I want you to do is put it near the screen and see what happens.
The colour seems to fade, and it seems to make sort of a little sort of flowery sort of colour with all these, like a nice little pattern.
It looks like a rainbow, and it's going all wonky.
It looks like one of those kaleidoscopes when you turn it.
That really is actually quite beautiful, although I don't think I'd like it then I was trying to work. It seems to have twisted the image on the screen a little bit as well. Dave, what is actually happening here?
Well, to understand this, you've got to understand how a TV works. Now, at the back of the TV, there's a series of things called electron guns. These fire electrons towards the front screen of your TV. These beams of electrons then scan across the TV in a series of lines building up a picture.
But I've never seen my TV appearing like from the top corner and scanning across in lines.
On a TV in this country, it will happen about 60 times a second, so your eyes aren't quick enough to notice it. Now, when one of these beams hits the front of the TV, it hits blobs of things called phosphors. When they get hit by the electrons, they get given lots of energy and they give off light. There's different kinds of phosphors for different colours, one for red, one for green, and one for blue.
Oh, right, and so because they're tiny, again, a bit like it scans so quickly, I see one picture, they're so tiny that instead of seeing lots of blobs, I see the one colour.
Yeah, that's right.
So why does pointing a magnet at the screen make the colours go all funny?
Well, in the same way that if you put a current through a wire when it's in a magnetic field, it'll move like in an electric motor. If you put a magnetic field near some moving electrons, which is an electric current, it will get bent. And that's actually how the scanning is done in the first place, with a series of electromagnets at the back of the TV.
So the electromagnets at the back of the screen bend this beam of electrons to make sure that they hit exactly the right place on the front of the screen.
Yes, and if you add another magnetic field from your magnet, you can then bend them into the wrong place. So quite often the electrons will hit the wrong phosphor and it'll go the wrong colour.
So our magnet just stops them from hitting their target?
Yes.
But what's that got to do with turning the TV upside down? How come that made such a difference?
Because the Earth has a magnetic field, which is why compasses work. The TV is sitting in a magnetic field to start with. So if you turn it upside down, that magnetic field is pointing a different direction. So it deflects them a little tiny bit and the colours go wrong.
So when we first turn on our TV, it sets it up for the Earth's magnetic field and takes that into account when it aims the electrons. But why did it seem to fix itself when I turned my TV back on?
Inside the TV, there's things called degaussing coils. When it turns on, the TV puts a very strong current backwards and forwards through these coils. This removes any magnetisation in the TV and sets it up perfectly for the way the magnetic field is at the moment.
Seeing as you lot were playing with magnets on my screen, does it look like it used to look now?
No, it looks sort of more wavy.
Are there any patches where the colour has changed?
In the corners mostly, there's kind of colours like where there shouldn't be.
Do you think we'll be able to fix this by turning it off and on again?
It's worth a try.
Okay then, well, would somebody like to switch it off?
And LRS, do you want to turn it back on again?
It's worked because the colours come back.
Yes, they have mostly, but there's one bit of highlighted sort of bit.
Right, okay, I see. So is it possible that we have done permanent damage to my monitor, Dave?
It's conceivable, but with any luck, turning it on and off a couple more times will fix it for you, Ben.
So this would be why people shouldn't try it at home with a TV that they care about?
Yes.
So how do you feel about the fact that today you've been doing a similar experiment to some of the top scientists in the world?
I feel like I'm a scientist.
Fantastic. And with Kitchen Science, of course, anyone can be a scientist in their own home. So that's all we have for this week. We'll be back with more experiments next week.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much, guys. Absolutely fantastic. You can find out more fabulous experiments and explanations for why they work on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchen science. And well done, Mark in Bletchley. Well done.
That's okay.
You were absolutely right.
Great.
In your observations. Thank you very much for taking part.
Okay, Chris, all the best.
Thank you. It was great to have you on the show.
Cheers.